And welcome everybody, Phil Henry Show here from the, from where are we? We're still from the El Pacifico in Southern California. We will be at Banana River before you know it. How are you, sir?
I'm great.
And we have with us an interesting gentleman who we were contacted, but...
Yeah, this gentleman was,
I contacted you.
Yes, he contacted us to make a public statement concerning his name, the business he's in, and so forth. And it'd be better, sir, if I let Mr. Henry...
Well, you want to hear my story, right?
Yes, sir.
My story is this. I have been required by the courts to make a public... publish a public statement as to how I want my name to appear and to be pronounced in the public record. Now, I own a company that is, we're in the service business.
What do you do, sir?
We provide nautical equipment.
Nautical equipment?
Yes, sir.
Such as?
Buoys, lines, bumpers, mooring equipment, slip equipment, cleats.
All things that have nothing to do necessarily with boats, but just with putting boats in a harbor?
Well, putting boats in a harbor.
I'm sorry. So you sell nautical equipment that has to do with boats?
No, not necessarily boats, but we sell all nautical equipment that is harbor-related, and that would be...
If I may, sir?
Go ahead.
The gentleman said he sells equipment that is in a harbor, but is not on a boat.
No, I didn't... I didn't say that, but...
But that's essentially it.
Yes, that's essentially it.
Okay, well, that's fine, sir. And
the name of my company is Hudson Harbor Boatwater.
Hudson Harbor Boatwater?
Yes, we named it that because there are companies called Hudson Water, Hudson Boat. We wanted them to know that I'm the owner. The equipment we sell has to do with boats in water.
Yes, may I ask a question, sir? I'm General Galen Shaw, sir. How do you do?
Yes.
What is your name?
Well, no, hold on. Is that it, bud?
Yeah, that's what we're going to talk about.
We're going to talk about what your name is?
Well, yes, because I want to publish a statement that my name be pronounced a certain way so that I don't have to turn around and sue people as I have been doing alternately for most of my professional life.
Okay. Before we get into pronouncing it correctly, well, what is your name?
My name is Monk E. Hudson.
Monk E. Hudson.
Yes, you did. You pronounced it perfectly, Mr. Henry. And I thank you for that.
Okay, I was following your cadence.
Monkey Hudson.
No. Yeah, see? Look at that.
You did that on purpose, didn't you, General?
I did what on purpose? You called me Monkey Hudson. Well, sir, that's... Is this why you're suing people? Because your name's Monkey?
My name is... No, my name is not Monkey. My name is Monk Edward Hudson.
Okay. So... You sue people...
I've been suing people since I was a majority age for calling me Monkey.
Okay. All right, I understand that.
And my name is Monk E. Hudson.
Why even include the middle initial?
Because when I first published my name on my business cards and when I first got into business and published my name on stationery and so on and so forth, I decided it was better for people to know that my name... was Monk Edward Hudson.
Well, why not call yourself that?
Because people are not prone to pronouncing three names, Monk Edward Hudson. They are prone to pronouncing the middle initial, and I decided, since my name was out there public, I decided I'd roll the dice, take a chance, because I wanted to sound professional.
I'm Margaret Gray.
Yes, ma'am.
And go ahead.
Because I wanted to sound professional, so I wanted to treat people like adults. And so I published the business card Monk E. Hudson, and for the next, 20 years or so, before I really got serious with the legal action, I've been Monkey Hudson. Hudson.
Right. May I ask something?
Yes, ma'am.
I'm Margaret Gray. Very pleased to meet you. You published your name as Monkey Hudson.
No, my name is Monk E. Hudson. You know, my attorney says I've been monkeyed up. God, I've been monkeyed up, you know?
That's a term we use a lot.
Well, that's good for you. I've got a lawyer that costs me $800 an hour who looks at me and says, you've been monkeyed, and I say to him, Daryl, I'm going to put my fist
Right. That's the initial.
Right. It's not Monkey Hudson.
Yeah, but people call you Monkey.
A lot of... you were going to say, go ahead, sir. You can speak freely. A lot of assholes, yes.
Okay. So in order for people not to call you Monkey, you say Monk-E.
Yeah, you pronounce it, and I heard you, the cadence, and I think I caught it.
Mr. Henry was the one who... You did it right, Mr. Henry. You said Monk-E Hudson. All right, your name is Monk-E Hudson.
All right, are people picking up on that? I am assuming you sue.
I've been involved with at least 160 lawsuits going back 21 years. And I've tried to tell all of these...
go ahead, yeah, jackasses.
Yes, all these jackasses who think it's a left right to call me Monkey or Monkey Man or Here Comes Monkey.
So you've retained attorney and sued people so that they pronounce your name right, and you have not decided to call yourself Monk?
No, I didn't call myself Monk Hudson because I decided I would treat people like adults, that I would say to them, I know you want to get your laughs.
Did your father and your mother, when they named you, were they aware of this?
I believe they were, and I believe that they were both loving parents, very good parents. My father was a great jazz fan and named me after the great jazz pianist Thelonious Monk.
Right. Heard of him.
I've heard of him.
Yes. The brilliant pianist. The first name was...
What was the guy's first name?
Thelonious.
What? Why didn't they call you Thelonious?
So anyway, I'm going to lose... Oh, I don't want to lose my temper.
Don't. No, sir. We won't accept that.
All right. They call me Thelonious Monk. And I believe that they gave me the name.
It was like a boy named Sue?
No, I don't think it was like a boy named Sue. I don't think they were trying to toughen me up. I think my father loved Thelonious Monk. Edward was the name of my grandfather on my mother's side.
Sounds like maybe they either wanted to tough you up or they were sadistic.
No, they were not sadistic people. They're great people, my parents. I think they honestly just overlooked... Well, what, kidding you? I think they honestly overlooked what had happened. Can you tell me something, sir?
When did your parents pass on?
They passed on when I was 12 years old.
Both of them at the same time?
Yes.
How did they die, if you don't mind me asking, sir?
It was an aerial accident.
It was a plane crash?
It was not. It was a one of these balloon, hot air balloon over Fiji. And it was unfortunate that it lost its elevation. There was a malfunction of the hot air machine on it, and the balloon itself shredded from the immediate expulsion of this hot air from this flame that they had.
These hot air balloons, they have a literal flame?
Yes, they did. These did. And it's nothing I really like talking about.
I apologize, sir. We don't mean to bring back bad memories.
No, it's all right. I could just say that the hot air, the flame from this hot air machine expended the energy too quickly. It shredded the balloon. The balloon just blew it a bit.
So the balloon blew up and it plummeted to Earth.
Shit. Bud.
Sorry, sir.
Yeah, that's... Thanks a lot.
Sir, we're here with Monkey... Not Monkey. Monk E. Hudson.
Yes.
And, sir, you have decided to take legal action against anyone that doesn't pronounce your name right because you have published your name since you were... When did you become a professional... When did you enter the professional life?
Well, I saw it my first job... When I was a kid, but I decided when I became an 18, 19-year-old, and I started in the... I started giving tours in Ventura Harbor, and I started just taking people on fishing excursions. I worked for the deep-sea fishermen, a variety of them here in the Ventura and Channel Islands Harbor when I was young. But I had my own card, and I had my own tour business of the Channel Islands.
You took people on tours of Channel Islands?
Yes, took them on the tours, and we had... It was a Monkey Hudson Tours, and that was the decision.
Oh, so that you made that decision that you, as you say, treat people like adults.
Yes.
And you published your name, Monk E. Hudson.
Yes.
All right, sir. So you're on our show tonight.
I'm on your show tonight to make this public appeal, as my attorney recommended that I try this, since everything else has failed.
And everyone's calling you Monkey.
In my life, yes. If not everyone, but every now and again. I hear someone call me, hey, Monkey, and rather than laugh it off, oh, I can tell you that I've literally torn ropes in half. I put my head through a door. This guy here is laughing. That's not going to work, Mr. Reed.
Bud, why don't you go ahead and leave?
Okay.
You put your head through a door.
Yes, I did. I put my head through a cabin door on a fishing boat when someone said, "Hey, monkey," you know.
So, the appeal is what?
The appeal is to anyone who's in business with me, anyone who is going to do business with me, that my name is Monk E. Hudson. That is Monk Edward Hudson.
Why don't you call yourself Monk Edward Hudson?
Because, again, this is it's too formal. And I think people are going to default to the Monk E. Hudson.
Now, you understand, Mr. Hudson, that...
would you forget my name?
I almost did, yes. I'm trying to put it out of my mind.
Well, that's almost a good thing.
It's almost a blessing, huh?
Yes. However, because it's in my business, it's something I need to have out there.
All right, so... Here's the thing that I'm thinking. When you tell people that your name is funny sounding or what have you, then they have...
Well, I'm not saying that. I'm saying my name is Monk E. Hudson. I'm not saying it's funny sounding. I'm saying I want people to call me Monk E. Hudson. So...
Go ahead.
So I don't put my head through a door. So I don't put my head through another door. So I don't put my head through another door.
All right, go ahead, sir. You're going to explain.
What I'm saying is...
Well, all right, General, go ahead.
The point I'm trying to make is when you make an issue of this, people, knowing people as I do, are going to tend to go ahead now and really...
They're going to lean into the joke.
They're going to, yes, lean into the joke and call you Monkey Hudson. And well, that's your opinion.
All right, that is my opinion, but I put money on it.
I think the General's right.
What are you... Okay, so go ahead and run it by me again.
When you say to somebody, "Don't call me Monkey Hudson, call me Monk E. Hudson," people are going to say, "Well, why don't you want to be called Monkey Hudson?" It's because it's, I don't like it. And they'll get, "Oh, I get it, because your name's Monkey." And you'll say, "Please don't say that." And as a gag...
Well, but you see, here's the problem.
Yes.
Now you're pointing it out.
It's not the General's fault.
I don't think it's the General.
No, no. Well, but he's pointing it out now. I came on your program to say, "My name is Monk E. Hudson." Now here's the General here. Your name is...
What is it, sir? My name's General Galen Shaw.
Okay. What if I called you, "Hey, Gay"?
That's what people used to call me before I was in the military.
What is your name, Gay? Galen Shaw. I use the name Galen. Right. But you avoid someone calling you Gay.
What? Say that again?
All right. We're not talking about him.
No, but it's the same thing.
My name is General Galen Shaw. If you want to call me Galen, if you want to call me Gay, and you wink and you laugh... then you won't have to put your head through a door. I can do it for you.
Now, all right, see, I find that as a direct threat.
Hold on, gentlemen. Wait a minute.
No, that's it.
No, I'm not threatening you.
That's how it came across.
Hold on, gentlemen. Wait. The General's not threatening you. I think he's saying, in general, anybody that's calling him that.
I'm saying I understand you putting your head through a door. I would rather instead put the guy who called me Gay or Monkey, I put his head through a door.
Well, I'm not a violent man. I'm very much a person who is reasonable.
Well, sir, it is reasonable for you, and my hat's off to you to say, "I want to treat people like adults. Here's my name, here's my business card. Please pronounce it this way and not the other way."
Yes, sir, that is it.
And have you
You said has you, Mr. Henry.
I got it, bud.
But sit there, right there. There's the Triscuits.
Thank you.
Could I have, I'm sorry to bother you, could I have some of those Triscuits?
Yeah, bud, bring the Triscuits over here.
Thank you. It's my favorite cracker.
Yeah, they are pretty good.
Thank you. So
we have with us Monk E. Hudson, who is making a public appeal here on our program tonight to call him Monk E. Hudson and not Monkey Hudson, because for the obvious reason.
Yes, for the obvious reason. Because...
How have people abused your name?
Well, you know how they've done it. They say, "Hey, Monkey. Hey, Monkey Man." They've called me Monkey Man. "Hey, Monkey." Someone called me Monkey Boy about 2 weeks ago, and I, you know...
You put your head through a door.
I didn't put my head through a door, but I punched a wall, and that did damage that I had to pay for. So
who called you Monkey Boy?
One of my clients. He's got a yacht, the pleasure yacht, that we equip with, that we moor for him. And
when you say moor, what does that mean?
That's anchoring it out in the harbor, right?
Yes, it's instead of it being in a slip, the boat is anchored in the harbor.
I see.
And so this client of mine said, "Hey, Monkey Boy," and this is a man who pays very well. He's been with my business for 15, 16 years. I was at that time I was affixing some cleats to the deck of his craft. And as soon as I heard, "Hey, monkey boy," I put my fist right to the side of the boat. "You're kidding." "No, I'm not kidding. I would not kid you." I heard, "Hey, monkey boy," and my fist, I imagined it was his face.
He's going to hear this.
I know, but I've already apologized. I said, "Look, that the hole, that was supposed to be your face." And he just shrugged his shoulders and sort of walked away, but he backed away as he was looking at me. He was inebriated at the time, so. And he may be listening to this podcast. He may be, but this is my point, Mr. Andre. I'm treating you people like adults. When that guy, who is a long-standing customer of mine, says, "Hey, monkey boy," and I punch that portal.
You want him to apologize?
Not apologize, but to understand. If I'm on this podcast right now and he hears it, he knows what my feelings are.
Now, what if you go back to your business? So this man, is he a daily? How do people do business with you?
Well, they pay me on a monthly basis to maintain the slips, to maintain the moorings, to maintain the equipment on their craft.
Okay, so this guy listens to this podcast just by happenstance and hears you say, "This guy called me monkey boy and I punched a porthole." What do you say to him if he brings it up to you?
I say that that is the case. I want to treat you like an adult. I'd like you not to call me monkey boy. My name is Monkey Hudson. And if he kept on, he said, "Well, okay, monkey boy." I had a guy do that once, you know.
He just kept on calling you monkey.
Yeah, he said, "Hey, monkey." He did the monkey sound?
Yes.
And I, to my everlasting regret, I put my hands around his throat.
Oh, my God.
I remember like it was yesterday. I put my hands around his throat and I lifted him off the ground.
Oh, my God.
And I said, "Don't you ever..." And then I just dropped him, and I went and I walked into traffic. God, I prayed for a truck.
You gotta be kidding. You were suicidal?
Just that brief moment, and then I ran away. I was gone for a couple of days.
Oh, my God, sir.
Yeah, so the man who called me monkey boy, I'm not going to do that. I'm just going to say to him, if you call me monkey boy one more time, then I'm going to tie an anchor around myself and throw myself.
All right, so this is very dramatic. What's the problem?
Because, Mr. Henry, for 21 years, I've been hearing people say to me, "Hey, monkey boy. Hey, monkey boy, can you do the monkey? Have you heard Monkey Time by Major Lance? Walking through the park." I don't know how it goes. You know, "Do the monkey time, monkey time."
Hey, I like that song.
Isn't that nice? I don't like that song. I hate that song. I hate Bonzo. I hate Bonzo the chimp. I hate all of that. I hate... God, I hate monkeys.
Well, you don't really hate the monkey.
I don't hate the monkey, but anyway.
So what we'd like to say here, folks, if you're involved professionally with Mr. Hudson, if you're involved, I'll tell you what, why don't we take a break?
Yeah, let's take a break and let's kind of go over what we've been talking about.
Yeah, do you want a Triscuit?
Yeah, I would like a Triscuit, thank you. Can I get up and go get?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, these are good, yeah.
That's Mr. Monkey Hudson, who has for 21 years been called Monkey Hudson. He doesn't like it. People have been in chimpanzee sounds.
Well, what are you laughing at?
You laughing, Mr. Henry?
No, sir. No, I'm not. I have a chest cold.
Yeah.
We're going to be right back here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show with Mr. Monk E. Hudson.
This is Mark Dale Batty, and I've been doing business with Mark E. Hudson, Harbor Boat Bat... What is it called again?
The name of my God, damn it. The name of my business is Harbor Boat Water.
That's it. Harbor Boat Water for some 16 years. I'm sorry, I forgot the name of it. And it's all I can do to just Mark E. Hudson.
Monk E. Hudson. Wow.
I'm sorry. Monk E. Hudson. And I'll tell you, he is a great businessman. He services the product. He keeps your boat in tip-top shape, keeps the slip and the moorings in tip-top shape, makes sure all those bumpers are in great, great shape, makes sure all the lines and all the mainsail sheets, everything looks good on your sailing craft. I heartily recommend Harbor Boat Water. I heartily recommend Harbor Boat Water from Monkey...
You fucked it up again, didn't you?
Okay, let's watch the language.
Monkey Hudson.
Monk E. Hudson. Call Monk E. Hudson, Harbor Boat Water, today and get an estimate. That's Monk E. Hudson at Harbor Boat Water. Call now. I said to call now.
Yes, welcome here to the world-famous Phil Henry Show. We're back with Monk E. Hudson. We have Margaret Gray and Phil Henry.
We got Bud Dickman is rejoining us here.
Hi.
Just so long as we're not And we also have Mr. Mark E. Hudson.
I would rather that this guy's not laughing at me, right?
I'm sorry, sir. I did not mean to laugh.
Monk E. Hudson, Monk E. Hudson has an appeal that he's making on our program tonight, which is to please pronounce his name Monk E. Hudson. And this is the way you've been known professionally throughout your professional life. You didn't call yourself Monk Hudson, nothing like that.
No, I did not, because I wanted to treat, but this was my name, Monk E. Hudson. And
why? What? Most people don't use the middle initial.
I use the middle initial in business. I think formalizing our name like this actually attracts business. And whether it's in real estate or any other game, formalizing your name, I had to belch.
Yeah, do you want a napkin?
No, I don't need a napkin.
Okay.
Formalizing our name like this helps in business. So I decided at an early age that I would call myself Monk E. Hudson.
Not. What about Monk Edward?
No, I already told you.
Hey, Mr. Hudson, take it easy.
I'm sorry, but I'm trying to get the message out here. I don't call myself Monk Edward Hudson because it sounds like I got my nose up my own ass, you know?
All right.
You've got to calm down, sir.
Yes, sir. He's calling me to calm down. I'm the guy that's been called Monkey.
You are very, very disturbed by this. I got to ask you this question. And I don't want you to be offended by it, okay? Tell me, you can argue with me, but don't be offended to the point where you lose track.
Look at you already treating me like I belong in a nut bin.
No, sir. But I have to ask you this. Now I forgot.
Here's the question. When you are called Monk Edward Hudson, you say that sounds too formal.
Yes, absolutely.
All right, so you shorten it down to Monk E. Hudson.
Oh, boy. You just said Monk E. Hudson.
I'm sorry, Monk E. Hudson.
Yes.
And you expect people to pronounce it properly.
Yes, I do. I don't think there's anything. And I want to treat people like adults.
Let me tell you, what happens when people don't act like adults?
Yeah, what has been your experience?
My experience is that you have to start somewhere. And if I'm the one that it starts with, that's fine. I'm going to treat you like an adult. In fact, I said that to a prospective business partner, a guy by the name of Joe Gonad. Okay,
Joe, we know Joe Gonad.
He used to advertise on our show, or at least he advertised where, bud?
Milwaukee Lions.
Yeah.
Well, he had the lemonade?
Yes.
Yeah, and he was a very violent man. And the reason why he was violent, he didn't like the way people would say, hey, Joe Gonad. And he made this great lemonade.
Well, we know of his advertising. People, in fact, he put it into his advertising saying, when you go in to get Joe Gonad lemonade, you may not come out?
Well, that's a bit of hyperbole, but yeah, there were a couple of missing people that they never were able to track down, and they thought maybe Gonad did something to them. But this friend of mine, Joe Gonad, okay, did this guy influence you? I would say so, because he said, that's my name, I'm not going to change it for any one of these lovers out there that wants to call me, hey, Gonad, yeah, and then they reach down and squeeze it. I'm sorry, ma'am.
Well, grow up, you guys.
I'm very, very sorry. He said, don't ever let anyone make you ashamed of your name. I said, well, Joe, I'm not going to get violent the way you do. He said, well, to each his own. That's when he wandered off across a highway, and I never saw him. I don't think anybody ever saw him again.
Wait a minute, what happened?
What happened?
Joe Gonad's been missing now for about 7 years.
And you were the last guy to talk to him?
Yes, I was, and yes, the police already talked to me.
Well, who's looking for him?
Who's looking? A woman by the name of Belinda Gonad, if you really need to know.
Who's she? Who's she?
That's his wife.
Okay, sir, let's...
I'm sorry, Mr. Henry, but I don't even want to talk about Joe Gonad.
Belinda Gonad.
All right, you know what? Please, sir.
All right, okay. So, Joe Gonad told you...
Yes, Joe Gonad told me people need to respect your name. Otherwise, they're not worth a pinch of coon shit.
Watch the language. Watch it.
Sorry.
So, in keeping with what Joe Gonad told you... You are Monk E. Hudson, and not Monkey Hudson, and none of that. And you're not going to change your name to Monk Hudson.
Well, I'm not changing my name, but that's... Yeah, you're using a shortened version. I'm not going to use a shortened version, okay? This is the name my mother and father gave me, and I will force the world to accept it.
Okay, this podcast is intended to go out to a world that is going to be doing business with you.
Yes, sir.
This podcast is intended to be heard by people... who either are doing business with you now or will do business with you now, and you want them to know what?
I want them to know that my name, out of respect, would they please pronounce it Monk E. Hudson, and not Monkey, or Monkey Boy, or hey, monkey time, you know, this, and they dance around, or monkey man, none of that.
Okay, you just gave them about five different...
Yeah, you just gave them about five different ways of saying it. I know I did, but I'm saying, I'm treating you like an adult. Maybe for the first time in your life, and most of the people I deal with in my business are men. So I say to them, maybe for the first time in your life, I'm treating you like a man. I'm saying to you, be a man and pronounce my name like a white man should. And
hold on for a minute. What does that mean? I'm sorry. I didn't mean to say that.
God, man. That's blatant racism, sir.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. What is that supposed to mean? In other words, you don't expect people of color to pronounce your name right?
I apologize. It's just the kid. It's the company I keep. You know.
People should pronounce your name like an adult male should.
Yes, sir. That's what I meant to say. I apologize. I'm under a lot of pressure, and the people I do business with are blatant racists. They are as racist as you can get, and that's why I'm saying to them, of all the things you do wrong in life, do this one thing: call me Monk E. Hudson, and not Monkey Hudson, like the racist shit.
And I also play cards and I fish with a bunch of guys I've known my whole life, good guys, but they are racist to the bone. I mean, making every kind of joke. They've got little Ku Klux Klan keychains, but they're good people. They're decent people. And I'll say to them, would you knock it off with that stuff, okay? And quit acting like the racist shitbag that you are.
Would you please watch your language?
I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
All right, so, folks, to the extent that you're going to respect Mr. Hudson's wishes, he'd like to be called Monk E. Hudson. Bud?
What?
Say his name.
Monkey.
What an asshole name.
No, what's his name? I'm sorry, sir. Monk E. Hudson.
General?
Monk E. Hudson.
Margaret?
Monk E. Hudson.
And you are to me, sir, Monk E. Hudson.
Thank you. And that's how I want people to know me. And let's put it to bed. Let's put it in a coffin, shovel dirt on top of it, put a stick in the ground that says, here lies Monkey Hudson. And with a big, what I wanted to do was carve a big finger.
You want like somebody flipping off?
Yes. I don't want a headstone. I don't want a cross. I want one giant finger with my name on it.
That's going to be your,
that will be the death of Monkey Hudson.
Are you really?
Yes, we're going to put up a memorial to Monkey Hudson over here at Bosco Meadows.
What is that?
Oh, that's the cemetery.
Yes.
You can put up a memorial there with no body?
Oh, yeah, you can put up a memorial there. Pay them enough. I want a tombstone that's shaped like someone flipping a finger, and on it says, here lies Monkey Hudson. Sit on this.
Okay. And once that's done,
then I will expect people to call me Monk E. Hudson and not Monkey Hudson.
Well, I wish you well, sir.
Yeah, the look on your face is you think I'm just so full of shit my eyes are brown.
You know, you're pretty free with the language. Well, I'm just... Isn't that what you think, Mr. Hendry?
No, I don't think you're full of... You know, I don't think you're full of shit.
I really don't, but I just don't know how successful you're going to be asking people to be adults. Listen, I've been in social media, I've been in broadcasting, I've been in media my whole life. And I hate to tell you this, but adults, as much as they want to think of themselves as adult, they are not.
Well, what does that mean?
You know what it means, Margie. You've been around long enough to know that people, even though they're adults, even though they have children, even though they have husbands and wives and businesses and ought to know better and need to protect what they have, will go ahead and just, you know, roll the dice and be an asshole.
All right, well, that's been your experience. That's been my experience up to now, but I'm saying that, you know...
You're hoping.
Yes.
All right. Well, I wish you the best. And
Jay, we got Jay Sanders is here.
Jay, what are you doing here?
I thought I was going to record some promos for my program.
Well, all right. Why don't you come on in here for a second, Jay?
Yes.
Meet Mr. Monk E. Hudson.
How do you, sir?
How do you do?
And he wants to be called Monk E. Hudson.
You say you want to be called what?
I want to be called Monk E. Hudson.
Well, your name... I get it. So your name you sounds like your monkey.
But I'm not Monkey. I don't want to be called Monkey.
I understand.
I'm called Monk E. Hudson.
Monkey Hudson. No, and Jay, you're bright enough to get this. I'm not trying to... Oh, my God, what's the story here?
Jay, this is Mr. Hudson wants his name pronounced correctly, okay?
Oh, my... What, you got a nervous disease?
No, I don't have a nervous disease. He wants his name pronounced correctly. So would you do that to show him that at least people who are associated with this show take him seriously?
I certainly will. Your name is what, sir?
Monk E. Hudson.
All right, yes, Monk E. Hudson. I understand that, but you got to understand, I'm with the Citizens Auxiliary Police, and you're going to find a lot of these punks out here, you know?
No, I understand, sir.
Well, wait a minute, wait. You're going to find a lot of these two-bit punks. They're going to walk up to you and go, hey, monkey, ooh, woo, 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 and you're going to want to take their heads.
I'm going to want to take their heads and squeeze them until their head, until it pops.
Whoa, man.
Yeah, go ahead, Jay.
There you go.
Jay, go into the studio and cut your...
Who was that ass?
That's Jay Sanders of the Citizens Auxiliary Police.
Call me an ass, sir. I'm warning you. Don't do it.
Then pronounce my name right.
Monkey Man. Monkey. Monkey Man. Monkey.
Excuse me.
Monkey Man. What are you doing?
Let go of him, sir.
What a fucking asshole.
All I did was squeeze your head.
But now I can't tuck it like this.
What happened to him? You just wait a couple of seconds. Your head will go back into right shape.
My head will go back into right shape. Oh, my God. You squeezed my head until I was, like, flat.
Santos, you never looked so good.
Mr. Hudson, we wish you the best, and thank you for appearing on the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
Right, whatever.
Well, we did our very best, sir.
Right, no, it's right.
Monkey, I mean...
Yeah, thanks. My name's Monkey Hudson. It's always going to be Monkey Hudson.
No, it's Monk E. Hudson. Monkey Hudson's Harbor, Boat, and Water, right?
I don't know. Yeah, I guess that's it.
It's the world-famous Phil Henry Show, Jay.
My head got glad when it came.
All right, well, that happened. So when I squeezed the head, it collapsed back.
My head did clap back and went bang.
Yeah, let me...
You know something, sure, I could sue you for that.
His head was flattened.
I squeezed his head.
You clean, look at it, it went back.
His head's collapsing back into the squeeze shape.
Yeah, what's it? Blow on your thumb.
Well?
Blow on your thumb.
All right, that feels a lot better, thank God.
I'm Monk E. Hudson, God damn it.
Do it again.
I'm Monk E. Hudson.
I'm Jay Sanos.
I'm Phil Henry.
I'm Margaret Gray.
I'm General Galen Shaw.
And I'm Bud Dickman. What a waste.
Would you say?
Nothing.
Best of luck to you, Mr. Hudson.
Yeah, you already said that.
World famous Phil Henry Show. What?
I'll do it. The world famous Phil Henry Show is executive produced by me, Phil Henry, for Siempre Incorporated. All rights reserved on Podcast One. Dickhead.
At least you didn't call me monkey.